Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Breakthrough Directions. Each week, Breakthrough Directions explores the two faces of your business, outward through marketing and client delivery, and inward, your vision, profit model, systems, team, and you, so you can grow a business you love and live the life of your dreams. Welcome to the show.
Well, welcome everyone to another episode of Breakthrough Directions here on Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, Gina Gaudio-Graves, the Dean and Founder of Directions University at directionsu.com, calling into you live this week from Bonita Springs, Florida, where the birds are chirping, as we do each week on Tuesdays at noon Eastern. I've been looking forward to this show for a while now. Thank you so much for arranging it. Linda Feinholt, our co-host, the founder of Breakthrough Academy at breakthroughbydesign.com. Linda's calling in live from Los Angeles, California. Hello, Linda.
Hello, Gina. You have the birds chirping, I have the koi jumping, and nature's having a grand time of it. And since part of what we're going to be talking about today with our guest is this whole notion of how, in fact, you bring, shall we say, fuel, fun, and freedom into our lives, then there's a lot for us to learn from the animal kingdom.
Absolutely.
So our guest, I am so been looking forward to this because Priscilla and I first connected with each other last fall, and it's taken until now for us to be able to coordinate having her join us on the show. But it's all for the right reasons because she's launched some amazing new programs that I know we're going to have her share her insights, but additionally what's happening with all of these programs. So for our listeners, Priscilla Steffen is an intuitive wellness expert, certified healthy living coach, and she's a speaker who supports professional women specifically as they embrace a soulful path to wellness and success and create more vibrant and joyous lives. Welcome aboard, Priscilla.
Hi, everyone.
Welcome. So truly, I have been sitting here with these little notes since you and I talked back in the fall, because I can't think of anything better than to be able to help people understand all these different elements from the internal world of beliefs to the outer world and, you know, the deep work on each side, you know, the deep work and the light work and how to really create a fabulous life. So I think we've got the perfect audience for you and you're the perfect person to help us talk about how women can literally be more productive, more effective, more successful in business. So I'm just looking forward to a really fun conversation today.
Me too. It'll be fun.
So as a little bit of background for our listeners, before we get into what the programs are that you're launching now, let's take them through a little bit of your past history, because I think it's really important that people understand you too have been the entrepreneur who has had to struggle with all these issues that you now help others through.
Yeah, I think it's a common thing, right, that we end up teaching people what we had to go through ourselves. So this was not, I think, by accident, right? And I think many of us have this issue, whether you work in a corporate job or now you're a business owner. The demands are high, the hours are long, the to-do list is never ending, and then you just wonder, you know, will I ever get it done? Will there ever be time for me? Some of us have issues keeping our weight off or just feeling good or having energy or time to do whatever else we want. And so that was definitely my case. Constant yo-yo dieting, not very good body confidence, a lot of pressure. I burned out twice. Just in my first year in business, it was very bad. And so I really needed some help to figure out what I needed to do differently. And it began with a mindset shift that, you know, the body goes along for the ride. And I always tell people that how you take care of your health is a mirror for how you do business. So if your business doesn't feel like it's on track, or if it doesn't feel aligned, or it doesn't feel profitable or isn't profitable, or it's just too much, it's probably because how you treat yourself is just the same way. You're not taking care of yourself. You're doing too much. You're putting yourself last. And as a result, you're not getting the kinds of results and you're not feeling as well as you would like to feel. And so I just, you know, because since we are an extension of our businesses and we are our businesses, if you're not feeling well in your body, chances are there's some area in your business where you're not feeling well or happy or joyful or profitable, and there's some kind of an energy leak or a fun leak or a freedom leak or a leak of some sort somewhere along the way. So I think these are just things to keep in mind. And so I had to find my own path and way to figure all of this out for myself. And so now I get to teach other people how to do that. And what you said about having more fuel, fun, and freedom is definitely something that I teach people how to do. And now even more so, helping them really create a soulful path to wellness that goes so much deeper than just the surface of, you know, calories in or out or how much energy they have. It's important. But I find that really lasting transformation goes deep. I love to go deep. And so maybe we'll go deep today. Who knows?
I'm willing
sense.
To. You know, there's an aspect to all of this that I think is just beginning to be a conversation, and Jean, I think you're finding it as well with students in the bachelor's program and so on, which is we're coming to a stage of recognizing, you use the phrase, we are our business and so on, but it's this notion that technology is blurring the lines between what is focusing your attention on business versus focusing your attention on the rest of life. And I think we're sort of slow as humans to realize what we've done to ourselves when we blur all those lines and don't really own that. In general, for most of us, our weekday daylight hours is where we have all of our attention, our energy, our resources, and for most of us, we're using it on business.
Right,
and yet
right.
We somehow pull the curtain across and say, that's just a portion of my life, rather than realizing it's all integrated.
Mm-hmm. It is. It is all interwoven because, you know, newsflash, the body is the vessel with which we do business, right? It's how we get to the networking event. It's the brain that helps us think creatively. It's the energy that keeps us going deep into the night when we really need to, you know, pull long hours. So the body is the vehicle that all of this happens in our business. So by neglecting it, not taking care of it, all of that really creates, it just means that we're also neglecting our businesses as well.
Yeah, very cool.
So they're all very intertwined.
So let's see, where might we take this today? Let's talk, maybe we'll find a sequence to talk about all this with people. So what's a typical client that you're working with nowadays?
Well, you know, it's so funny, Linda. It's a great question, because I've also, since we spoke, you know, my business has taken a much more soulful and intuitive direction. I started off as it's more of a traditional holistic health coach that works with women around healthy eating and creating a healthy lifestyle, which I think is so important. But for me, along my journey, it was that I, in order for me to create lasting change, especially as someone who was an emotional eater for 25 years and tried more diets than I care to admit to, I knew that for me the answer was a deeper, lasting, soulful healing approach to finding my own wellness and finding my own joy. And so today, my traditional client, to answer your question, is someone who may have tried more traditional approaches to wellness, and it hasn't worked, and they're looking for something deeper, right? Because sometimes what happens, and even though it's very important, you know, to look at what you're eating and the lifestyle that you have, they're looking for something even more. Maybe there's a deeper pattern at the soul level. There's a root issue that hasn't been addressed that might be at the core of a lot of the problems that they're encountering. And so a typical client for me today is someone who is really looking to conquer emotional eating, or it could be an entrepreneur who is really looking to create a lifestyle that aligns with her business so that the business isn't just completely bulldozing her joy and her life. So there is some balance. And so I think those are some ideas, examples of people that want intuitive, soulful help, clarity, guidance, and support so that they can really make those powerful, long-lasting shifts at the soul level in their body, in their life, in their wellness, in their, you know, aligning with their soul's purpose in such a way that they really feel like, wow, this is really going to create meaningful, lasting change. And the beauty of doing work the soul level is that the results can be quite fast. The healing is permanent in many cases, and people get to fast track their goals and their results, because once you get to the core of the issue, you're not, you know, fighting with willpower or figuring out one thing or another. You just like, you, it's like a deep dive, and it can be pretty intensive and beautiful. So I don't know if that makes sense, but that's an example.
It does make sense. This is Gina Priscilla. And isn't it that way with pretty much everything, whether we're talking about losing weight, really being healthy, whether we're talking about success in your business? You really got to go on that journey. You can't just do a thing and expect the results to happen, right?
You know, yes, I agree with you, Gina. And listen, I won't deny that I still hope to have a magic wand someday where I can just go, you know, whoop-de-zooba, and then everything is fine. But no, I think it really is a journey. It is the path that we all go on. And through that, we get to really create a deeper experience in our lives for ourselves and get to know ourselves much more deeply and hopefully create a new toolbox of strategies and techniques so that we can become more empowered around our own sense of well-being, whether it's learning to meditate or feel our feelings or stop for a moment and pause when we're in the middle of, you know, having a minor meltdown at the computer, you know, or taking a walk. And so ultimately, I think when someone goes on a journey of discovery around their wellness, it's a journey of auto self-discovery and of empowerment at the end of the day. And hopefully, I don't know if enlightenment is quite the right word, but a certain deeper awareness of self that wasn't there before. Does that make sense?
It certainly does. Back in 2005, I had been sick for about 10 years. And in January of 2005, my doctors gave me just 12 to 18 months to live. Mm. So it was an interesting time of my life.
Wow.
We left home in an RV expecting we'd have 8 to 10 months to see the country before it would be time to go home and die. And 6 months in, I had a complete and total miracle that took me from being in a wheelchair or hospital bed to being able to walk with no assistance whatsoever, and to going from being on my deathbed to being 100% well. And I call it my miraculous transformation because it really was 100% a miracle and a transformation. And I know for me, there were little things that I hadn't expected. While I was working on saving my life, I didn't realize the positive impact it would make on my business. I didn't realize that it would include losing 68 pounds without even going on a diet. Didn't change my eating habits. Didn't change my exercise habits. I couldn't exercise back then. And yet 68 pounds fell off in a matter of about 4 months.
Wow.
So when you really go on that journey, it has this ripple effect. And I don't think you're far off by calling it the path to enlightenment, because that's exactly what it feels like, doesn't it? But it has this ripple effect in every aspect of your business. You might be working on one thing, but boy, does it affect everything.
Yeah. It does. It absolutely does. And I'm so glad that you mentioned that, Gina, because I find also when I do work at the soul level with people is that they're surprised that as they work on their wellness, it begins to affect other areas of their lives. They start to have more fun. They start to create more boundaries. They start to say no. Their business begins to improve. Their relationships can improve as well because they're feeling better. They're not so anxious or scared or angry or exhausted all the time. And so it really has a ripple effect. Right? I think our bodies are the core, obviously, of who we are. And everything spins around our bodies and how we feel. And our experience of life is very much, I think, determined by how we feel in our bodies, or how connected or disconnected we feel to our bodies, our feelings, our intuition, our soul, our connection to a divine power, you know, for people that believe in that. So it's powerful. It's very powerful. And I really like to encourage people that wellness is not about, oh, you got to go on a diet, you got to do this, you know, deprivation. It's none of that. It's not something that you have to do. It's something that you get to do because it's a loving choice for your body. It makes smart business sense. And it's a great way to enjoy your life, you know. So it's a privilege and it's a gift. I don't see it as something that we have to do. Does that make sense?
Oh, does it ever. One of my favorite books is written by a guy by the name of John Gordon, J-O-N Gordon. It's called The No Complaining Rule. And it's all about removing negativity in the workplace. And what I love about that book is the one thing it really helped me realize is that everything is a privilege. The only things we have to do, we have to die at some point. It's a given. And if you live in the U.S., you have to pay taxes in most cases. Everything else is a get to. It's not a have to. You get to have a business. You get to be whole and well and happy. And if you can really start to make that shift internally to seeing that everything is a privilege, it really helps to remove the negativity almost immediately, doesn't it?
Yes, absolutely it does. And for me, the filter that I use, everything, especially when I'm going through a stressful time, I actually just wrote a blog post about this, is that for everything we do in our lives, especially in business, right, especially when it gets stressful or something doesn't go right or client cancels or, you know, a contract doesn't go through, you know, there's always a choice to choose love, right? What is the most loving choice that we can make in this situation? Because we're going to get through it, right? One way or another, life has to go on. We have to keep going. So we can choose a loving approach, which is kindness, forgiveness, gentleness, not being so judgmental or so tough on ourselves. Or we can choose the, you know, you idiot, I can't believe you did this. You know, you go and you buy 2-pint cream and you stuff your face and then you start, you know, going on a downward spiral. And that's normal. It's human if we go in that route. But then it's like at least catch yourself and say, this isn't worth it. You know, I'm going to get through it anyway. So let me get through it in a way that's loving and honoring of me and my body. It's not because you have to stay one way or another. It's nice to fit into our, you know, our clothes and stuff. But at the end of the day, it's, how, you know, how we are being with ourselves, I think, is so important and so powerful. So choose a loving choice, you know, over a not-so-loving choice is, I think, what I would suggest, you know. And it starts with awareness, just being aware of your thoughts and your feelings and old habits that might have been much more harsh. I know that my old patterns, default patterns, were very harsh and unforgiving and mean, and the things I would tell myself and my body were just nasty at best. You know, at worst, it was just horrific. So I don't do that anymore because it doesn't serve me, and I want to feel more loving in my body and how I feel in my day-to-day. Because my work is about loving other people and getting them to love themselves. So I better do it for myself as well. So I think that's important.
I totally agree. I've got to get you introduced to one of my students. Her name is Cynthia Gardner O'Neill. Her website is lovingconsciousness.com, and it's the mm-hmm. Center for Loving Consciousness. And, oh, my gosh, you two could finish one another's sentences, I think, on this topic. Certainly exactly how she operates as well.
It's true. They're perfect for each other.
Let's make sure we make that introduction.
Absolutely. Priscilla, we have, I know we have some folks who are with us listening to this who are thinking to themselves, what do you mean going deep or working on a soul level can create a shift faster than, quote, the other way, the old ways? And so maybe we could use a couple of case studies describing how people had been approaching it and in working with you and the way you approach it, the kinds of shifts or transformations that they were able to make?
Yes, I'll give you a very simple example. And I think if I can, Linda, I'd like to describe exactly the kind of work that I do, because I think it can help people understand the tool that
Absolutely.
I use. Some of my clients call it the secret weapon. It was a secret weapon for me. So working at the soul level was very profound for me. My background was, there was abuse in my background, and I did not feel safe in the world, and I did not feel safe in my body. I had tried coaching and health coaching and dieting, and those had limited results, but I felt like there was something missing, like on an energy level, like deep, deep, deep in my soul. I felt like I needed to heal something profound. I didn't even know what it was, but I knew I had to go even deeper than what I tried. I tried, you know, a lot of stuff. So I was my first case study, and when I hired my coach and then my teacher, we did work in something called the Akashic Records, and many people have never heard of the Akashic Records. Your Akashic Records are your soul's records or your soul's blueprint. So imagine that everything that your soul has experienced over every lifetime, including this one, has all been recorded, your dreams, your thoughts, your relationships, your desires, in this massive library of your soul. Think of like a Harry Potter library, massive, or a university library, all these books. And they're all records of your soul. And so what happened is when I hired this woman, she was an Akashic Records reader. She's just an intuitive, right? She channels information from the guides that they're called your record keepers, the keepers of your soul's records. And so she would channel information from this beautiful sacred healing space, which are your soul's records, and you can heal anything in that space. It's a profound healing space of love and truth. And so within about 2 months of working with her, I was really able to heal my body story around feeling safe in my body, understanding why my history and my story was the way it was. And my emotional eating stopped. 25 years going to food. And I just didn't feel the need to go to sugar and chocolate and ice cream. I felt safe in my body. I felt safe in the world. I got to the root level on a soul level of what was going on. And while today my weight still fluctuates about a size, and some days I'll eat a little bit more than I should, that obsession with food and that need to be a certain size, it went away. So that was like the perfect example for me. Now I get to do this work in the Akashic Records for other people, helping them heal and make shifts at the soul level so that they can create lasting change. And I'll give you a very tiny, tiny little example. A colleague of mine, she's a six-figure business coach, and she's probably like a size 16, I guess. And she said, Priscilla, it's been 4 years I have a gym membership, and I hate going the few times I go, and I just hate it. She said, I hate it, you know. And I said, okay. So in her records, we did just in one session, not even maybe, I don't know, 20 minutes. And then we got to the root level of why she didn't feel good in her body. We got clear about how she felt good moving her body. She canceled her gym membership. She began doing Pilates at home. She began walking. She began losing weight. And it was just very simple. It was just because she got to the root issue at the soul level of understanding what was getting in the way of her moving her body in a way that felt good for her. It meant her giving herself permission to really do things the way she wanted to do them. We did a little bit of a healing procedure in the records, and she was so relieved. She was so excited, you know. And it's something so small, but it led to a profound shift. For 4 years, she was beating herself up, and she just couldn't, you know, figure out why she didn't like to move her body. She did, but she just didn't realize the why or why she was feeling stuck. And so that's just a small example. But it can be, you know, the Akashic Records are limitless in its ability to provide clarity, guidance, and healing, you know, through all dimensions, planes, and times, and levels of consciousness. It's pretty profound. It's a beautiful energy. And shifts happen very, very quickly when the person is open and trusting. And, you know, the guidance And your records can be for love life, for your business, for health, for anything, really. And I've done readings for people in their love lives. I've done it helping them in their businesses. They're getting confused and they don't know what direction to go in. The records can provide guidance. So it's pretty profound. And a reading is never meant to be psychic or predictive, but it's rather designed to help you evolve and grow as a soul and to align with your soul's purpose and get the lessons that you're meant to gain. And the best way I can describe it is that it's just profound. So people have lost weight, you know, understood why they were, you know, self-sabotaging and stopped. They've created new business and career directions as a result, you know, healed old relationships. I mean, you know, it's massive, because at the end of the day, while I focus on helping you feel well, the key is that how you know, your relationships or your career, they all affect your wellness. So in some way, it also ends up showing up in a reading when someone does it with me, or if they're in a program where there are multiple readings. So I know that was a long explanation, but hopefully that made some sense, Linda.
No, it definitely did. And I've actually done Akashic reading for myself and so on. And I think one of the things that I think it would be fun to play with a few more case studies for people, because part of the yeah, we're really weird as human beings. Up till age 4, we're kind of nonverbal. There's all this sound that's used at us that's called language. And then somewhere between 4 and 6, it clicks in our brains and we become language-based beings. And we start labeling things in our lives. And so part of the gift of doing really deep work is finding the idea, the phrase, the language that unlocks the aha.
Yeah, yeah.
Your voice just got very far away.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah.
There we go.
Yeah.
You're back.
sorry about that. Yeah. So I like that, unlocking the aha. It's a beautiful way of describing it. And it really, I think that a reading can really remind someone of what a beautiful, loving soul that they really are at their essence, and help them come back to that realization in some ways. But I have tons and tons of other case studies. I'm happy to share more if there's a particular area that you want me to give an example of.
Since we spend a lot of time with the guests on our show, as well as our listening, mm-hmm. Community, where we're sharing how to use this idea called leverage. And I think that's, for me, what was so powerful when you and I talked, which was, your focus is not about the old school style of talk therapy where, well, if we manage to get 100 sessions in, we'll have uncovered the truth of what's getting in the way. It's philosophically the exact opposite. It's how can we get at the root rapidly?
Yeah.
We can recognize it, heal it, move beyond it. The funniest part, of course, I know there are some people who are listening right now where their heads are nodding, is with the speed of light, as fast as you recognize the thing mm-hmm. that's off, half the time it just goes poof and literally disappears. It's like it's been waiting for you to come recognize it, and it's done. And yet it's out in life on so many levels.
Yes. Let me share an example, which is profound. So a friend of mine, her mother is like maybe in her mid-60s, and normally when someone comes to me for a reading, I have no idea what questions they're going to ask during their reading. They can ask whatever they want. And I have no idea, you know, what their record keepers, you know, their soul guides are going to tell us. It's like a journey. It's like I have no idea. So this beautiful woman came to the reading because she really wanted to forgive her parents, who were both deceased, who had made her life and the life of her younger brother a living hell. Living hell. Just the horrible, horrific things. A stoic father, a judgmental mother. And she had been carrying this anger her entire life. And she couldn't understand why she got stuck with such miserable, mean, nasty parents, and what had she done to deserve such a thing? And she was done with the anger, and she wanted to heal it. there was a beautiful healing technique that was done where the guides called in first the mother, the energy of the mother, where we did a beautiful healing technique where she got to speak to the mother. She heard the mother speak to her and understand why things went down the way they did and how she felt about her daughter. And then the same thing happened with the father. The father energy came in. She saw him in her mind's eye. They had a conversation. She got to see things from a very different perspective, which is from their own. Their parents actually apologized and asked for forgiveness. And she was crying, you know, unbelievably at this point. And within an hour, we were done. And she was able to say, so I'm just, you know, integrating all of these shifts. But she said, I've not only forgiven them, but I've forgiven myself. And that's really allowed me to see my history, my past, and my parents in a completely different light. And as a result, she felt more free, and her anger had really lessened considerably. And she really felt like she was able to fully forgive them and let it go. So that was like, 60 plus or whatever how many decades of just terror and anger and just hate towards her parents, both of them, pretty much gone. In an hour. She was ready, she was open, she was ready to let it go, and that's what can happen. So can you imagine how much lighter, how much freer, how much happier she's going to be with her children and with her husband and with everyone around her as a result of letting this massive, you know, energy leak, like, be gone? I mean, it's pretty profound. She was ready, and so the healing happened. So that's just a small example of what's possible.
And it's a great one. You know, years ago, I was doing a tremendous amount of consulting with small family businesses. And I had a background both in working in small entrepreneurial businesses as well as mega corporations. And so I had all these techniques and everything else that I knew how to bring in to help things work better in business. And I had people saying to me, you don't understand. It's completely different working with family businesses. And I sat back and I watched what was happening in family businesses and what was happening in, quote, non-family businesses, and I started laughing because, of course, there's a series of things you can list about the kinds of behaviors that are typical in family businesses and so on. But the funnier part was how people were completely blind to how they took themselves and their family relationships and their reactions to family members straight into their working day in a non-family business. Mm-hmm. And if we're trying to become more effective day in and day out, morning, noon, and night in our entire life, including our business life, we need to understand these interactions and heal them, I'll say, from the starting point, not just by slapping another layer of butter on top of a piece of bread and saying, look, we fixed the taste of the bread.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Exactly, exactly. And it's lasting. You know, it really heals. It's an energetic healing. It's a soul healing. It's just profound. Something that, an example with me very briefly is that from my history, I had a thing about feeling invisible and very much replaceable when it came to being in a relationship with a man. And not too long ago, that came up again, and I was like, I don't understand. Like, I can't shake this off. I can't think this off. You can't coach me through it. It's still a deep, deep wound. And a colleague of mine did a reading for me, and I swear to God, it was one of the most beautiful, profound things where she did a healing with me. It was really funny. It was almost like getting Drano and like cleaning out my spiritual pipes within an hour. Like the charge of feeling like invisible or replaceable or not being noticed by men, you know, in my particular circumstance, it was gone. Like the charge was gone, and I could just let it go and understand the why and understand from a soul level. So it's not just the healing, but you get the understanding of, look, this is why this has happened. This is why you reacted this way. This is how you can heal and move forward if you're ready. Because, you know, a reading in your records, like with anything in life, is based on free will and choice, right? You've got to be willing to receive the healing and to let go of what you've been holding on to. And it was profound. I mean, it was just like, that is an issue I do not have anymore. And I've had that my entire life since I can remember. So to have it just be like gone, it was just, it was magic. And
I call
so, sorry, what do you call it?
I was going to say, I call it the poof effect. Gina, you were going to bring in some ideas.
Sorry about that. I was muted. The poof effect is a really, really great name for it. And, you know, right now, I'm sure I'm bringing this up, not knowing whether you're aware of it, but I'm sure that you are, Priscilla. Right now, we're at a time of history where energetically, transformation can happen in way bigger levels than ever before with this whole planetary alignment that's going on right now. Can you talk a little bit about that and how that works and why it's such a big deal right now?
I wish I could speak more intelligently about it, Gina. I'm not an expert on that subject. I have
I'm
heard
not
people...
either.
What I can say is this, very superficially, is that I have heard from other people that I guess know more than me, is that since it was the end of the Mayan calendar, right, last year, that there has been a shift energetically on the planet and one where we are being called to greater and deeper consciousness, and that there is now a greater opening, I think, in the world for people to find other healing techniques to learn more about themselves, have a spiritual awakening, and to live a life that is more aligned with their truth and that feels healthy and good for them. And I think that it's not an accident that there are more spiritual teachings or people are talking more about it or people are talking more about soul or healing at the soul level. And they're just trying non-traditional techniques because they can see, they've heard through the grapevine, through a friend of a friend of a friend of a friend, that they had this amazing experience and like, oh, you got to try this, or, you know, I know someone who would be perfect for this. And that's great, you know, and I think whenever we choose a practitioner, whether it's someone who does readings in the Akashic Records, you know, Reiki, meditation, NLP, what have you, or all the other modalities, is to trust your gut, you must feel safe, and trust that you are going to be well taken care of by the practitioner, that they have integrity, right? Because we get into very vulnerable spaces with people. And then just, you know, stay open and trust and allow yourself to, you know, to create the healing within yourself, because there is no one person. You know, the Akashic Records can be healing, you know, Gina and Linda, but at the end of the day, the person has to choose to heal themselves, right? We just facilitate the healing, and the records will create that healing space, but you must choose it, and you must consciously and willingly go for it, right? Let's never, ever take away the fact that the client is the one who chooses to be healed and to do the inner work and to let things go. You know, I think that's just important to highlight as well. And I'm delighted to see people looking for other approaches. Heck, a year or so ago, I would never have thought that I would be doing readings in the Akashic Records. I wasn't particularly spiritual. I was embarrassed to talk about this stuff. But, you know, it's like, you know, this is where my soul's path has taken me. And I know the power of this work deep within my soul. And if it aligns with the right person, and they are a good fit energetically for me, then, of course, I'm going to want to help them because I know the power of this. It's not for everyone, but for those for whom it resonates, it's remarkable, and it's just so profound and so beautiful.
And who is the ideal person for working with you?
Thank you. Great question. So I work only with women. I guess I just resonate with women, nothing against men. Men are wonderful, but I work with women in their mid-30s to about mid-50s or so. You know, they're incredibly smart, ambitious, accomplished, And they're open to a different approach when it comes to healing. They may have tried other things, and they want to go deeper. They're looking for a soulful approach to feeling well and joyous and abundant in their lives. I focus on wellness, but, you know, if someone comes to me asking me about, you know, how can I heal my past relationship or with a family member or old, you know, relationship with a man, I can help them. Or if they are looking for guidance in their business to kind of feel their business direction and give them some clarity at the soul level so that they can really align with that, I can help them. Or if they're just looking to, you know, find their way in the world or lose weight, I mean, it's a few different layers of how I can help people depending on where they're at. I think that they just need to be to trust that this approach can support, can help them. I think they need to be open to an intuitive approach, and I think that they need to believe, you know, they should believe in a higher power, however they define that, God, universe, nature, it doesn't matter, but they should believe that there is something beyond just the physical world, because this is the information that comes through for me that I hear, see, and feel is definitely not of this dimension, and it's just beautiful and powerful. So, you're ambitious. You're beautiful. You're amazing as a woman, and you have a particular issue that you cannot solve on your own. You've tried with other ways, and you're thinking maybe a deeper soulful approach might be the way to go. And that's it. I think that would be it.
I love it. You know, I have what I call the finally fed up syndrome. And, you know, so often that's when people finally decide to let themselves find a mentor or a coach or a consultant to help with their businesses. But there's so many other aspects of life where you really have to hit the point where you're finally fed up. Finally fed up with what you already know. Finally fed up with what your friends around you are saying. Finally fed up with, you know, the things you've tried that just aren't working. Where yeah. you hit a tipping point and tip over into talking to the universe, you know, this hasn't worked. What else is there? And that's the point where we get access to these other modalities. You know, because we had talked about the notion of food and fuel and freedom, I do want us to go back there. And just so people know, yeah. the fastest and easiest way to always reach you and find out what's happening with your programs is if they go to bbdnow.com/fuel, F-U-E-L. That link will always be there in the show notes so they can always get to your site. And if you have new programs coming up, what I love about it, those kinds of links, is we can always change in the notes and get people to your newer programs and so on. Mm-hmm. So this whole notion of food as fuel for the body, fuel for the mind, fuel for the soul, and the body where you started and now freedom, these are all integrated ideas that mm-hmm. there's something about us as humans that we seem to need to get to that tipping point of finally fed up.
Yes, because I think in my case, like with dieting, I was just hoping, right, like, one more diet, but I was still within that paradigm of the diet. It was just a different diet, but it was still a paradigm of diet, and I just couldn't. I literally tell people I could not count one more Weight Watchers point, one more calorie. Like, I couldn't. I just couldn't. I had done. And I reached the end of my bag of tricks. That's how I call my finally fed up, Linda, and I ran out of tricks, and I didn't know what else to do, which is a perfect place to meet a client, because then they're open, because they know they have nowhere else to turn, so they're more open to something new. And it's magical when you're in that space. And I have, in those moments, found the perfect healers for me at the right time. And I've done a whole bunch of different things. But when it comes to answer your question around fuel, fun, and freedom, fuel is about fueling your body with nourishing foods, right? That whole grains and vegetables and fruits and water. And fun is about living your life as you're growing your business. I think the biggest tragedy, and I'm guilty of this, Linda, and I'm sure you've seen many people do this, is that they give away their life, you know, sell away their soul and their joy to build a business, and then they wonder, whatever happened to my life. And so it's important to have fun, to take care of yourself. I got a massage yesterday. I get my nails done. You know, I walk in the park. These make every day a joy for me. So I would encourage everyone listening, what is it gives you joy every day? Is it a cup of tea in the afternoon? Is it, you know, fluffy slippers and flannel pajamas? These little things make life worth living. You know, talk to a friend. Do not negate your life because you're growing a business. It's just not worth it. And yes, I don't think it's necessary. And then finally, freedom. You know, this is where we get to create the freedom lifestyle that we want based on our priorities, our values, how we manage our time. And freedom also means, you know, freedom from the limiting beliefs and the inner chains that we've created for ourselves. And that can be created, I think, at least for my work, by doing the work in the Akashic Records at the soul level to create that freedom from your past and from your habits and those soul patterns and other things that have just, you know, been blind spots that have been keeping you stuck and imprisoned and unhappy. So fuel, fun, and freedom, to me, at the end of the day, leads to full fulfillment, which I think is what we really want. We want to feel full from the inside out.
You put your finger on a couple of really important issues in there, because I would say if we go back, I don't know, I'm guessing 10 years ago, and tried to have this conversation about were we enjoying work, were we happy with our body image, were we feeling like we had fun, depending on which different age group you were talking to, they'd feel they like they had the right or did not have the right to even have that as part of the conversation. So if you were and it's shifted in the last few years. So, you know, 10, 15, 20 years ago, if you talked to a 20-year-old who said they hated their job, what we'd be responding is stick with it because there's something for you to learn there, like professionalism or how to show up on time or, you know, do that for 2 or 3 years and then you'll get a better feel and move on. And when I talk with 20 and 30-year-olds now, they're making moves much faster. They're sensing much faster when they're feeling a state of compression rather than a state of freedom, or that the path that they're on or how they're spending their time or the people that they're with or the work that they're doing is or isn't fulfilling as that food and freedom and fun, like all those components, and feeling that they have the right to have them now, not, well, you get to have those when you hit 50, or the 50-year-old who used to think, well, I can have that when I hit 60, and so on. And so it's one of the things that's really quite fabulous now as people are realizing, no, notice right now when you're feeling that state of compression. And how about if you, like, go get rid of it now? I sounded like a belly girl. Like, go get rid of it now.
Like, yeah, that sounds like fabulous, Linda. Well, I always tell people that wellness happens in the moment. You know, wellness is a moment-to-moment choice, and it happens in the present moment. So, you know, whether we're in a job or whatever is going on in our lives, you know, and maybe if you're just having a really stressful time in your life, perhaps, you know, it's a different circumstance. But in general, if you're just going about your day-to-day life, there are miracles, there are magic moments, there's endless possibilities in every single day. And so zooming past it or, you know, ignoring that truth, I think is such a shame. And also the possibility to feel well in your body and to feel strong and connected and divinely supported and nourished, all is possible every single day. Sure, we all have bad days. This weekend, I was like watching movies and in my bed, and that's what my body needed. So that was what being well in that moment was like. I'm vegging out for 2 straight days watching TV and eating good food. But, you know, it's just about asking yourself, I tell the clients this all the time, you know, what does your body really need right now? You know, what do you really need to feel well and supported? And it's not always going to be food, and it's not probably going to be more work. It's going to be something else. And wellness is a choice that we get to make on a moment-by-moment circumstance and situation, and it all happens in this present moment. You know, the power of now, you know, tomorrow's wealth is created today. Tomorrow's health is created today, tomorrow. So That's my only soapbox moment.
No, I love it. I love that your soapbox is all about that wellness is a choice we get to make in every moment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you had a Big Mac and fries and two sundaes and a whole liter of Coke. Fabulous. Your body doesn't know. Like, once it gets that through its system, it's like, okay, well, now you get to put water and a salad and something good, and you'll change how you feel. That's why I think fuel is so important, and the reason that I still offer people whole food cleanses is that it gets them to realize so quickly how, like, almost instantaneously, food can change how you feel. It affects your mood, your energy, your ability to think clearly. So, so if you've made a poor choice at breakfast or at lunch, you can make another choice at dinner. That's fabulous. Who cares what happened in the last meal? It's this meal that counts. So keep going. You know, just got to let it go. Just let it go and keep moving forward.
Every moment's a new now and a new start, and you get to make the choice right here and now, irrelevant what choice you made in the past.
Absolutely. I think that goes for anything in life. It's like, who cares? Yes, you had a bad boyfriend or you had an argument with someone. You get to make a better choice in this moment. So you can. So if you choose to, go do it. Don't dwell. Be happy instead. I think it sounds very simplistic, but it really can be that simple. I think sometimes we overcomplicate things, and I just want to say that, you know, sometimes we think that life has to be so difficult, or, you know, we have to struggle because so many other people are struggling. And one of the things about the beauty of the work and the records that I do with people is that you don't have to be suffering for decades or years or months. You can sometimes solve a problem in an hour or a few hours and be done and go be happy and feel amazing. So choosing sometimes to struggle or to be in a body you hate or to keep on self-sabotaging can also be a choice. It doesn't have to take that long. That's all I'm saying.
Right. Does it always take understanding the why? Is the why part of the aha moment?
Not always, I guess. Not always. It doesn't have to be. For me, I'm a show me girl, tell me girl, I want to know it all girl, so they normally have to tell me a lot more. But it depends on the person. If you need to or if you ask, they'll tell you. If not, they'll just heal it. You let it go, and that's it. The most important thing is that you stay open, you trust them, and if you're ready to let it go, you just let it go, and then you're done. Just move on.
You've mentioned a couple of different ways that people can do their participation if they're having their records read. I think it would be really cool to outline for people literally how to show up, participate, get the most out of that reading.
Sure, absolutely. Yeah, all you have to do is really, I think people will resonate with this work. You know, you either feel called to it or you don't. And if you do, this is perfect for someone who is looking for a deeper answer. And normally all you have to do is just set an intention for your session. It could be, my intention is that I receive the clearest information possible and the healing that I need in this moment, for example. And then I tell people to create about a list of 3 to 5 questions for an hour reading that they'd like to ask of their record keepers. They can ask them in any order that they like. I ask them not to preferably drink alcohol or take any mind-altering drugs within 24 hours of their reading because it can lower their vibration and maybe impact the reading. I also ask them to ask the question from an empowering place. So instead of, you know, why did my lying, you know, cheating husband cheat on me, you can ask, what was the lesson for me to learn with my relationship with my husband? So it's a more empowering way to look at things. And then I ask them just to be in a quiet, uninterrupted space, in a good physical state, make sure you eat, you know, go to the bathroom, drink some water, and then just stay open to receiving the healing, stay in an open, trusting space. And most people are nervous the first time. I still am sometimes when I get my own records read or I go into my own records. And just, you know, just trust. You know, the more open you are, the more the information flows. And then I record a session with people so that, you know, when we do their follow-up, you know, they can listen back, you know, and just really take in all the information. There's a, a massive amount of wealthy information that comes, and I don't remember almost any of it afterwards since it's all channeled. And then, you know, they get to really integrate all that information, feel the energy shifting, and an hour in your records is healing. You will be shifted as a result as long as you stay open. It's that powerful because it's an energy of pure love and truth. So that's pretty much how it goes down, Linda.
Yeah, it's perfect because I know some people are thinking, well, is this like a therapy session where I'm supposed to be prepared to lie there staring at the ceiling or, you know.
And I do it all by phone.
Yeah.
And I record it. And it's just that, you know, it's simple. And I've done this for readings with people in Australia, in Europe, across the United States. I tend to do them in English. I do speak Portuguese, but I have to think a little bit more intently when I do a reading in Portuguese. So I just tell people I do my readings in English, and that's it. But it's cool. Like, the record keepers speak, I guess, endless amount of languages. So you can have readings in French from people, Spanish, doesn't matter. I stick to English.
There we go. So for people who would like to learn more about you and your work, if they go to bbdnow.com/fuel, they're going to be able to see all of that information and be able to follow you and follow what it is that you're doing, what it is you're offering through your writings, as well as to be able to decide if they'd like to work with you or with another, I'll call it, you know, life transformation expert.
Thank you. Yeah, soul, I call it a soul transformation All right, soulful transformation expert, but yeah, absolutely, it's beautiful, and I would love to chat with your listeners, you know, and see what's possible. I offer a reading for people that have never experienced it with me, so they can get a taste, and then after that, if they're looking for specific support in a particular area of their lives, then I'm happy to put them in a particular program that's designed for them, because I find that, you know, a focused amount of readings is when you really create that momentum and that lasting transformation, and also you get the person to really commit to changing, you know, in a particular area of their lives and healing too.
Right, and it's such an important issue that you just brought up, because this is not about people turning to you to be their healer. You're their guide, helping them by uncovering the information that they're taking into themselves in order to do their healing.
Exactly. I facilitate. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
That's my role.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, Gina,
well,
we're going to put her...
Thank you so much, Priscilla. This has been fantastic, Linda. Thank you for arranging it.
My pleasure. We're going to put her together with Cynthia as well.
Oh,
absolutely.
Yes, I would love that. I love those connections. And for our listeners, just remember, you know, I tell this to everyone, you are beautiful, magnificent souls. And I just want to remind everyone listening of how amazing you really are, and to love yourself through your life's journey and through your soul's journey, because that's the best way to go about it.
Thank you, Priscilla.
Thank you.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Join us Tuesday at noon Eastern for the next episode of Breakthrough Directions, from relationship marketing to business success.